say one thing?
What? What?
That's a relatively open weave, and I can still see your nippular area.
Tell them the story about your patient who thinks things are like other things, you know? So, like, when the phone rings and she takes a shower.
That's pretty much it.
Oops.
But you tell it really well, sweetie.
Thanks. Okay. Now go away so we can talk about you.
Okay, I'll miss you.
Aw. Isn't he great? He's so cute. And he seems to like you so much.
I know. He's so sweet. Oh, he's so complicated. You know, and for a shrink, he's not too shrinky. You know?
So you think you'll do it on his couch?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a little weird, you know. It's vinyl.
Okay, you guys want anything else?
Oh, yes. Could I have one of those?
No, I'm sorry. We're all out of those. Anybody else?
Okay.
Did I miss something?
Oh, she's still upset because I saw her boobies.
Well, what were you doing seeing her boobies?
It was an accident. Not like I was across the street with a telescope and a box of donuts.
Okay, can we change the subject, please?
Yeah, because, hello, these are not her boobies. These are her breasts.
Okay, Phoebes, I was hoping for more of a change.
You know, I don't know why you're so embarrassed. They were very nice boobies.
Nice? They were nice. I mean, that's it. I mean, mittens are nice.
Okay, rock. Hard place. Me.
You're so funny. It's really funny. I wouldn't want to be there when the laughter stops.
Whoa, back up there, Sparky. What did you mean by that?
Well, just seems as though that maybe you have intimacy issues, you know, that you use your humor as a way of keeping people at a distance.
Huh.
I mean, hey, I just met you. I don't know you from Adam. Only child, right? Parents divorced before you hit puberty.
Uh-huh. How did you know that?
It's textbook.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Joe.
You all know my dad.
Hey,
how long you in the city?
Just for a couple of days. I got a job midtown. I figure I'm better off staying with the kid than hauling my ass back and forth on a ferry. I don't know this one.
Oh, this is my friend Roger.
Hi.
Hey, good to meet you, Roger.
You too, sir.
What happened to the puppet guy?
Dad.
Oh, excuse me. So, Ross, how's the wife? Oh, for two, huh? Chandler, quick, say something funny.
Gotta go. Miss you too. I love you, but it's getting real late now.
Hey, Ma. Listen, I made the appointment with Dr. Bezita and... Excuse me? Did you know this isn't Ma?
Her name's Ronnie. She's a pet mortician.
Sure. So how long you been...
Remember when you were a little kid, I used to take you to the Navy Yard and show you the big ships?
Since then?
No, it's only been 6 years. Huh. I just wanted to put a nice memory in your head so you'd know that I wasn't always such a terrible guy. Joe, you ever
been in love?
I don't know.
Then you haven't. You're burning your tomatoes.
Huh. You'll want to talk.
Joe, your dad's in love big time. And the worst part of it is, it's with two different women.
Oh, man. Please tell me one of them is Ma.
Of course one of them's Ma. What's the matter with you?
It's like if you woke up one day and found out your dad was leading this double life. He's like actually some spy working for the CIA.
That'd be cool.
This blows.
I know. I mean, why can't parents just stay parents, you know? Why do they have to become people? Why? Can't you stop staring at my breasts?
What?
Did you not get a good enough look the other day?
All right. We're all adults here. There's only one way to resolve this. Since you saw her boobies, I think you're going to have to show her your pee-pee.
You know, I don't see that happening.
Come on. He's right. Tit for tat.
Well, I'm not showing you my tat.
Hello?
It's Phoebe.
And Raj.
Come on up.
Oh, good. Raj is here.
What's the matter with Raj?
That's nothing. It's a little thing. I hate that guy.
Why? So he was a little analytical. That's what he does, you know? Come on, he's not that bad.
You see, that's where you're wrong. Why would I marry her if I thought on any level that she was a lesbian?
I don't know. Maybe you wanted your marriage to fail.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe low self-esteem. Maybe to compensate for overshadowing a sibling. Maybe you...
Wait. Go back to that sibling thing.
I don't know. It's conceivable that you wanted to sabotage your marriage so that the sibling would feel like less of a failure in the eyes of the parents.
That's ridiculous. I don't feel guilty for her failure.
Oh, so you think I'm a failure? Isn't he good?
Yeah. No, that's not what I was saying.
You know what I mean? All these years, I thought you were on my side, but maybe what you were doing was sucking up to Mom and Dad so they'd keep liking you better.
Hey, I married a lesbian to make you look good.
You're right. I mean, you're right. It wasn't just the Weebles, but it was the Weeble Play Palace. And the Weebles cruise ship. Oh, which had this little lifeboat for the Weebles to wobble in.
That's tough, tough stuff. Come on, Phoebes. We're going to catch that movie. We got to get going.
Okay. Feel better, Rach, okay?
Phoebes, we're going to be late, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Listen, thanks for everything, Mon.
No problem.
Listen, guys, it was great seeing you again. Mon, easy on those cookies, okay? Remember, they're just food. They're not love.
I hate that guy. Mm.
Good night, you guys.
Oh, look, it's the woman we ordered.
Hey, can we help you?
Ah, no, thanks. I'm just waiting for Joey Tribbiani.
I'm Joey Tribbiani.
Oh, no, not you. Big Joey. Oh, my God. You're so much cuter than your pictures. I'm Ronnie. Cheese name?
Joey's having an embolism. But I'd go for a nip, you know.
Now, you see, most people, when the pets pass on, they want them sort of laid out like they're sleeping. But occasionally you get your person who wants them in a pose, like chasing their tail.
Or jumping to catch a frisbee.
Joey, if I go first, I want to be looking for my keys.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dad. Ronnie's here.
Huh?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, babe. What are you doing here?
Oh, well, you left your good hair at my apartment. I figured you'd need it tomorrow for your meeting.
Thank you.
So, who's up for a big game of Kerplunk?
Look, I shouldn't have come. I better get going. I don't want to miss the last train.
No, hon, I don't want you taking that thing this way.
Oh, where am I going to stay? Here?
Whoa, ho. We'll go to a hotel.
Go to a hotel?
No, you won't.
No, we won't.
If you go to a hotel, you'll be doing stuff. I want you right here where I can keep an eye on you.
You're going to keep an eye on us.
That's right, mister. And I don't care how old you are. As long as you're under my roof, you're going to live by my rule. And that means no sleeping with your girlfriend.
Wow. He's strict.
Now, Dad, you'll be in my room. Ronnie, you can stay in Chandler's room.
Thanks. You're a good kid.
Come on, I'll show you to my room. That sounds so weird when it's not followed by no thanks, it's late.
Okay, now this is just for tonight. Starting tomorrow, you gotta make a change. 6 years is long enough.
What kind of change?
Well, either you break it off with Ronnie.
I can't do that.
Then you gotta come clean with Ma. This is not right.
Yeah, but this
I don't wanna hear it. Now go to my room.
Hey, Kiki. What are you doing?
Just trying to get comfortable. I can't sleep in my underwear.
Well, you're gonna.
I've been thinking, you know, about how I'm always seeing girls on top of girls.
Are they end to end or tall like pancakes?
You know what I mean about how I'm always going out with all these women. Because I always figured when the right one comes along, I'll be able to be a stand-up guy and go the distance, you know? Now I'm looking at my dad thinking,
hey, you're not him. You're you. When they were all over you to go into your father's pipe-fitting business, did you cave?
No.
No. You decided to go into the out-of-work actor business. Now, that wasn't easy, but you did it. And I'd like to believe that when the right woman comes along, you will have the courage and the guts to say, no thanks, I'm married.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really do.
Thanks, Chandler.
Get off.
Hi. May I help you?
Joey said I could use your shower since Chandler's in ours.
Okay. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Ronnie. Ronnie Rapolano.
Uh-huh.
The mistress?
Come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hi.
Bathroom's up there.
Great.
Hey, listen, Ronnie, how long would you say Chandler's been in the shower?
Oh, like 5 minutes?
Perfect. Okay. Fasten your seatbelts. It's pee-pee time. Hey, Mr. Tribb.
Hey, good morning, dear.
Chandler Bing, it's time to see your thing.
Sorry, my thing was in there with me.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good. Oh, Roger's having a dinner thing, and he wanted me to invite you guys.
Uh-huh. Oh,
So what's going on?
Nothing. It's Roger, you know.
I don't know. There's something about... Basically, we just feel that he's,
We hate that guy. We hate him.
We're sorry, Thieves. We're sorry.
Okay, don't you think maybe, though, that it's just that he's so perceptive that it freaked you out?
No, we hate him.
I'm sorry.
Maha, what are you doing here?
I came to give you this and this.
Ow, big ring.
Why did you have to fill your father's head with all that garbage about making things right? Things were fine the way they were. There's chicken in there, put it away. For God's sake, Joey, really.
Hold on, you knew?
Of course I knew. What do you think? Your father is no James Bond. You should have heard some of his cover stories. I'm sleeping over at my accountant's. I mean, what is that? Please.
So then, how could you...
Do you remember how your father used to be? Always yelling. Nothing made him happy. Nothing. Not that wood shop. Not those stupid little ships in the bottle. Nothing. Now he's happy. I mean, it's nice. He has a hobby.
Ma, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but... What the hell are you talking about? And what about you?
Me? I'm fine. Look, honey, in an ideal world, there'd be no her, and your father would look like Sting. And I'll tell you something else. Ever since that poodle stuffer came along, he's been so ashamed of himself that he's been more attentive, he's been more loving. It's like every day's our anniversary.
Happy for you?
Well, don't be. Because now everything's screwed up. I just want it the way it was.
Ma, I'm sorry. I just did what I thought you'd want.
Oh, I know you did, Cookie. Oh, I know you did. So tell me. Did you see her?
Yeah. You're 10 times prettier than she is.
That's sweet. Could I take her?
With this ring, no contest.
What's wrong, sweetie?
Nothing.
Oh, no. What's wrong? Come.
Okay. It's nothing. I'm fine. It's just, it's my friends. They have a liking problem with you, in that they don't.
Oh, they don't?
But, you know, they don't see all the wonderfulness that I see, you know? They don't see all the good stuff and all the sweet stuff. They just, you know, they think you're a little...
What?
Intense and creepy.
Oh.
But I don't. Phoebe.
Well, I'm not at all surprised they feel that way.
You're not? See, that's why you're so great.
Actually, it's quite, you know, typical behavior when you have this kind of dysfunctional group dynamic. You know, this kind of codependent, emotionally stunted, sitting in your stupid coffee house with your stupid big cups, which I'm sorry, might as well have nipples on them. And you're all like, oh, define me, love me, I need love.
So you talked to your dad, huh?
Yeah, he's gonna keep cheating on my ma like she wanted. My ma's gonna keep pretending she doesn't know, even though she does. And my little sister Tina can't see her husband anymore because he got a restraining order. Which has nothing to do with anything except that I found out today.
Wow.
Things sure have changed here on Walton's Mountain.
So, Joey, you okay?
Yeah, I guess. It's just, you know, they're parents. After a certain point, you gotta let go. Even if you know better, you gotta let them make their own mistakes.
And just think, in a couple of years, we get to turn into them.
Oh,
If I turn into my parents, I'll either be an alcoholic blonde chasing after 20-year-old boys, or I'll end up like my mom.
Hey.
Hey, Phoebe.
How's it going?
Okay. Except I broke up with Roger.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
No.
What happened? I don't know. I mean, he's a good person. And he can be really sweet. And in some ways, I think he is so right for me. It's just, I hate that guy. Yeah. Hey, Joey. What's going on?
Clear the tracks for the Booby Payback Express. Next stop, Rachel Green.
Joey, what the hell were you doing?
Sorry, wrong boobies.
Hello, Joey.
Hello, dear.